further ado...
Oh, let's have a little ado.
Oh, about nothing or what?
Doobie-doobie-doo.
I love Frank Sinatra, too.
To be do?
To be or not to be?
I wouldn't think
Sein
of
it. Sein oder nicht sein? Das ist die Frage.
Frank Sinatra?
The Frage.
The Frog Sonata. Anyway.
After a little technical difficulty, we're now ready to go with... Do announce it.
I'm so brain damaged right now. I can't say it without lisping. Songs of the Thirsty Sword by Nicholas James. thank you, Nick.
4 minutes and 33 seconds plus 30 minutes.
Isn't that a John Cage piece?
Did we just hear John Cage? I thought it was Nick Cage. One of these cages. Clays.
So, Fred, are you all set to go? Alfred, professional name.
Yeah, I just need to be in your sound system.
Okay. What can we say about you? You're from Hoosick Falls originally?
Yep.
And I see you have some family here?
Yep.
And you've got like a kind of like a nifty little pedal set up here?
Yep.
Seems to be part of a guitar missing.
Oh, this.
You know what I forgot to tell you, David?
Yeah.
And that was when we were having all the problems with the mixer. I at first thought it was something wrong with my mixer because I had this great cat named Ollie.
Yes.
And unfortunately, about 6 months after the deed, I found that he had sprayed on the mixer.
Uh-huh. This is your Sunbeam mixer?
No, this mixer.
Ah.
All the little knobs. It was like really disgusting. So, Fred, is there anything you'd like us to say about your piece?
No.
Do you have a title for the piece?
I don't remember what it is, actually.
Oh. Don't remember what it is. That's the title. I don't remember what it is.
No, it's not the title. I don't remember.
If you can't remember, we're goners.
I know, and it's kind of long, I think.
Oh, okay.
Very well.
I have a hard time remembering titles on my pieces, too.
Remembering what?
Are you talking to me?
Never.
I see your mouth moving, but I don't know if you're saying anything. I can't hear you.
Okay, we'll let them set up and be on our way.
Does anybody have an extra plug for a mixer? Going once? He's missing the power cord. You do?
Thank you. Thank you, Alfred. That was wonderful. Brand new piece that's going to be performed next, right?
We are? I am?
Oh, that. Yes.
And you've already changed the name of the title once.
Yes. What did we call? What are we calling it now? It's Lunar, what was the title?
Module?
No.
Lunar.
Mural. Lunar Mural 1.
Lunar Mural 1, which is an anagram of the... Jeez.
An anagram.
Anagram. I have an anagram headache, I think.
I see. Okay, yes.
The flutist's name?
Yes, Laurel Ann Maurer, who will be coming up playing alto flute. This is for flute and tape. The tape has no processing. It's just instrumental played on a synthesizer. So it's through composed, no feedback loops. It's just a tune.
Oh, no.
I know. I thought we'd try something completely different.
Yes, something radical.
Yeah. But the alto flute is radical.
Old-fashioned.
Yes.
And this is an alto flute, right?
It is.
It's right. Has that nice little bend in it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, he's not going to take long. Where do you live now? Syracuse?
Yeah. Did we get an answer?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
Where do you live now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking to me. Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo. I knew it was somewhere out west, but not that far west. Yeah.
Yep.
Good job.
I like Buffalo. Thank you. Sorry, I'm kind of in New
York. Oh, don't worry about it.
You're still listening to Calvos and Damien's...
In the house
on the United Intermediary. What was it?
Non-pop
International Network.